Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on deepening ties between India and Oman. The participants are Anil Vadhva, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Hello and welcome to this new edition of Spotlight. We have been covering Prime Minister's three-nation tour. In the last leg of his visit, Prime Minister successfully concluded his visit to Oman today and is on his way back home. Today, we will discuss India-Oman relations, and to make us understand the nitty-gritties of the visit and the relationship between the two nations, we are now joined by Ambassador Anil Vadhva. Ambassador Vadhva, welcome to Akashvani News. Prime Minister Modi has emphasized that India and Oman share a very strong friendship. So first, let's listen to Prime Minister's words.
Mandvi aur Muscat ke beech Arab Sagar ek majboot bridge bana hai. Jisne hamare rishton ko majboot kiya, culture aur economy ko taakat di, aaj hum vishwas ke saath keh sakte hain ki samundar ki lehrein badalti hain, mausam badalte hain. लेकिन भारत ओमान की दोस्ती हर मौसम में और मजबूत होती है।
We also have a report from Akashvani correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit to Oman. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Oman was very significant, especially when both the friendly nations are marking 70th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between both the nations. The Prime Minister, who paid official visit to Oman at the invitation of Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, the Sultan of Oman, he was conferred with the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan for Mr. Modi's exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership. During the visit, Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement SEPA was signed, which will open doors of overall development and trade in various sectors for both the countries, affirming that it would significantly strengthen India-Oman strategic partnership. The two sides also signed 6 agreements and MOUs in the fields of maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, millet cultivation, and an MOU between the Oman Chamber of Commerce Industry and Confederation of Indian Industry as well. In the India-Oman joint statement, both the leaders expressed satisfaction at the excellent state of bilateral relations spanning trade, investment, defense, security, technology, education, and people-to-people ties. They also reviewed the ongoing initiatives and cooperation in the areas identified in the joint vision document adopted during the visit of Sultan of Oman to India in December 2023. Indian side expressed admiration for the economic diversification and sustainable development achieved by Oman under its Vision 2040. Omani side commended India for its sustained economic growth and the goal of Viksit Bharat. The two leaders condemned terrorism as well in all its forms and manifestations, reaffirming that no justification can ever be accepted for such acts. They underlined the importance of continued cooperation in this area. Both the sides also expressed concern over the humanitarian situation in Gaza and called for safe and timely delivery of humanitarian aid to civilians. They welcomed the signing of the first phase of Gaza peace plan and reiterated their support for it. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Ambassador Vadhva, here I would like to bring this to the discussion that the bilateral trade between both the countries during financial year 23-24 reached US$8.947 billion, and during 24-25 the trade reached to $10.613 billion. So I would like to understand from you, how is CEPA, the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which is the biggest highlight of today, how is it going to help in boost the trade further in the coming years?
So I think CEPA is a very important agreement which has been signed between the two countries. After the free trade agreement that India signed with the UAE, this is the second GCC country with whom India has signed a CEPA. Now, as far as Oman is concerned, the first major country with which it entered into a free trade agreement was the United States. India is the second such country, and so it's very significant from the Oman's perspective as well. If you look at this agreement, 98.08% of tariff lines from India, which means about 99.38% of India's exports by value, will now be able to trade at zero duty. And also, there is an immediate effect on 97.69% of tariff lines it is important that, you know, we understand the whole context and the significance of this. As far as Oman is concerned, another 77.4% of tariff lines from Oman, which amount to about 94.81% of Omani exports, they will be coming into India at 0% duty. Obviously, the labor-intensive industries exports from India to Oman, like textiles or leather, footwear, gems and jewelry, our engineering goods, plastics, furniture, agricultural items, pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and automobiles, etc., they will start entering Oman duty-free because that tariff elimination will come into force immediately. Plus, of course, the fact that we have Oman actually has 0 to 100% duties on its meat, wines and tobacco, and some of the highest duties are confined to these three products, it will have far-reaching effect going forward with trade between India and Oman. Combined with the UAE and Omani FTAs, India's exports to the region are definitely poised for a big jump. Along with that, we also have an immediate impact on the services exports from India, because the services, 127 lines, for example, have been liberalized, subsectors as we call them. And here, Indian professionals who are engaged in the IT sector, in architecture or in chartered accountancy, etc., will be able to enter Oman and set up shop there quite liberally. They will be able to stay for at least 2 years initially in the country without facing any problems, and that will increase mobility under mode 4 of the services between India and Oman.
You gave a very detailed explanation of the SEPA, which is the highlight for today. Here, I would like to bring this to the discussion that the landmark element of the agreement is Oman's commitment on traditional medicines, and it has been extended across all modes of supply, representing the first such comprehensive commitment made by any country. And do you feel this commitment will give a boost to India's Ayush and other wellness sector?
Yes, that is a very significant aspect of the SECA, because for a long period of time, Omanis have been depending on services in India as far as Ayush and traditional systems of medicines are concerned. Now we will find that this sector has been recognized in the SECA, and not only that, the related services related to Ayush as well as the traditional medicines mode of supply, new opportunities for India's Ayush sector opening up in Oman, and also the wellness sectors and promoting medical value travel, they will all receive a big boost because of the provisions that we have now in the SECA. This is actually a first of its kind provision globally as far as India is concerned.
I would also like to have your views on the defense partnership between the two countries, because Oman is the only Gulf country with which all the three wings of India's defense forces hold joint exercises with. So does it show kind of trust which we have with this particular West Asian country, which is an old partner and good friend? So how do you view the deepening partnership in the defense sector between the two countries?
Yes, so in the past many years, India and Oman have started deepening their relationship in the defense sector, which, as you rightly pointed out, is based on mutual trust. Oman sees India as an important country which can provide a maritime domain awareness, also training for its armed forces, and a country on which Oman can depend on to keep the sea lanes of communication open. India on many occasions has actually stepped forward and has rid the area of piracy. They have also stepped in when disaster has struck Oman, and the Indian Armed Forces have worked with the Omanis, especially in the naval sector, to make sure that search and rescue, etc., is carried out in a timely manner. Besides that, India is engaged in supplies of important defense-related equipment, especially tugboats and also in maritime patrol, for instance. So I think there is a deep commitment between the two sides on helping each other, on growing with each other, and on depending on each other in the defense sector.
In Muscat, in Oman, Prime Minister held a number of events, and this morning he also addressed the Indian community in Oman. The audience included more than 700 students from various Indian schools. So notably, Ambassador Wada this year holds a special significance for Indian schools in Oman as they celebrate 50 years of their establishment in the country. Could you take us back to the history of how these Indian schools were established in Oman?
So I think these Indian schools were set up primarily for the Indian community, because Omani students go to their own Omani schools, and only a very special dispensation can be given in some extraordinary cases. So normally Omani students do not come and study in Indian schools. But the Indian diaspora is so huge, and we've already talked about 700,000 people from India living in Oman, that the need for Indian schools in Oman has continued to grow. I think we now have about 21 or 22 schools already across Oman, which is regulated by a central governing board on which the ambassador is a patron, and one officer from the embassy is there on the board, so that the things move smoothly. If any problems come up in the running of the schools, then of course the Indian embassy is very active in sorting that out with the Ministry of Education in Oman. And that has worked perfectly well. Indian students in these Indian schools have studied under very high standards, and they get placed in important universities around the world. The experiment is working perfectly. And in future, we might have even more schools opening up if the community continues to grow.
I would also like to bring this to the discussion that Prime Minister was conferred with the Order of Oman, the Sultanate's uniquely distinct civilian honor, by Sultan Haitham bin Tariq for his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. How far will this go when it comes to deepening the India-Oman relationship?
Yes, so if you remember, that similar award was conferred on Sultan Qaboos by India some time ago, and this went a long way in promoting the goodwill between the two countries. Oman has now reciprocated in kind and has also given its highest civilian award to Prime Minister Modi. This is an honor which Oman has bestowed on the Prime Minister, but also through him to the 1.4 billion people of India. And it just goes to show that Oman is very serious about diversification and upliftment of this relationship, which is a strategic partnership between India and this country, which has got a sagacious leadership and which a lot of Gulf countries look up to for its sage advice and excellent foreign policy.
Going forward, Ambassador Wadhwa, I would like to understand from you, how is this three-nation tour of Prime Minister going to impact, how is it going to improve its relations with all these three countries, and especially West Asia in focus?
So I think the three-nation trip of Prime Minister Modi to Jordan, to Ethiopia and Oman has achieved many milestones. Besides the SEPA, which has been signed in Oman between India and a prominent Gulf country, the second one, in fact, after UAE, we found some very useful MOUs which have been signed with Jordan, with Ethiopia, and also the fact that the relationship has diversified into new fields with all three countries. Most importantly, the future direction and trajectory of our relationship with the three countries is geared towards diversification in investments and trade, and also to make sure that the people-to-people ties between these countries continue to expand in future.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Wadhwa, for giving us deep insights on the Prime Minister's three-nation tour.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on deepening ties between India and Oman. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.